Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This season on Long Island Media.
I'm Teresa Caputo. I like to think of myself as a typical Long Island mom, but I have a very special gift. I talk to dead people.
Okay.
Your father's showing me like a big pot of sauce. Okay, he wants you to know he's at peace, and he has the sauce.
I've been waiting so long to hear that.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'm real ginger. I walk like a 70-year-old man. I'm afraid to break my hip. So I shake my balls and stuff off before I go in there so I get the excess water, and then I run.
Teresa, I'm unable to reach the napkin. Can you wipe my shit off my face? I died eating her ass, and now I can't wipe it off. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, here comes the piggyback.
Everyone's
boning each other from behind in the spirit world. You're prepared, but you weren't prepared. Do you know her or did you not know her?
You knew her and you didn't know her.
And you didn't know her. I'm looking for someone you knew or didn't know that died recently because of something from head to toe.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Holdley, and a best to you right over there, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Guess who's not collecting their earnings today?
Who's that?
That would be AB InBev. You remember AB InBev?
Yeah. Of course, AB Budweiser.
Yeah, owns Budweiser. I think they're actually, are they a German company now? A German company
yeah,
owns Budweiser?
Think so.
I think so. Or a Swedish company or something.
European.
Like that. Some kind of European country. But Budweiser, the biggest beer brand in the world, has been sponsoring the FIFA World Cup for many years.
Yes.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars exchange hands for the rights to serve out exclusive beer sales inside the stadiums, outside the stadiums, and what they call activation areas.
Signage everywhere.
Yeah, signage everywhere. And
people
so,
drinking it on the field.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Fucking morons running through the stadium without any clothes on. Yeah. We've all seen it. We all see what happens when InBev gets involved in the World Cup. Turns into a shit show. But these tickets to the World Cup are like $1,000 a piece. I mean, so the World Cup's starting here very shortly.
In Qatar. I've heard it say Qatar.
Yeah, I've heard it say Qatar, and then I've heard it say Qatar. I'm sure that's the American way of saying it, or the dumb way of saying it. So I'm going to call it Qatar. Someone can correct me on that. So they make this multi-million dollar deal to activate inside of the stadiums and outside of the stadiums and all this. Cutter, who had originally promised to allow AB InBev to sell alcohol inside the stadiums and outside the stadiums in activation areas, has now done a 180 and told Budweiser they cannot sell alcohol inside of the stadiums, which is weeks before the World Cup
starts.
It's
right around the corner.
It's right around the corner.
Well, the thing is I don't think alcohol is really allowed over in the Middle East.
No, well, there's a certain, Dubai and stuff like that. There's places where you can get it, and there's places where it is legally sold. I think some hotels and stuff like that have like a special
license.
But it's
not just a free-for-all.
No, it's definitely not a free-for-all. You do not want to be caught on the beach with a six-pack of beer in Dubai or Qatar or wherever it is. Qatar is already, it's already an extremely controversial place to have the World Cup because it's average 135 degrees there. Yes. And it's just a kind of a ridiculous place to have the World Cup. It's obvious. It just shows how corrupt FIFA really is. And we all know that and we all heard it. But now this whole AB InBev thing, I mean, can you imagine the people at Budweiser right now probably popping their tops? No pun intended, pun intended.
They're going to get a huge make good for this.
Yeah, there's one big make good coming. Hey, come on over to TCB. Yeah, we got plenty of space open.
Our inventory.
This episode is probably going to be sponsored by Budweiser. I used to drink it. Tastes good. I used to drink it and I got drunk. Bud Light. For a light throw up in the morning. Drink Bud Light. It tastes just as good going down as it does coming up. Bud Light.
We did used to drink
a
lot of Bud Light.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. We would take down a suitcase before we went out at night. We'd get together at noon at the pool, and there'd be a suitcase would be gone. Of course, we only usually drink half a Bud Light. You just drink half the can,
like,
and then it gets
warm,
and then you throw it out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the good news about Bud Light. It's cheap. When it gets warm, it tastes like piss, but no one faults you for throwing it away.
Yes.
If you get the Fruity Pebble Stony Wash from, Ego
IPA.
Big, one barrel at a time, made in the mountains
craft
of Colorado in a cave by three men with beards. Yeah. 78% alcohol by volume.
Three men with beards.
We made this with love over the last 5 years. We quit our jobs and left our families to make this beer that no one sells. Craft beer, my ass. There are some good craft beers, actually.
Yes.
But I can only imagine this whole Qatar thing is, I think, is just going to be a real shit show, actually, if I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel bad about watching it because, all those buildings over there, they're all built with labor. That's
the labor situation. I was just reading something the other day about these workers that were working
on slave
labor.
Yeah.
And they have these mysterious illnesses now.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah. You remember we talked about a month ago about that building, The Line, that was going to be built in Dubai?
Oh, right.
The 75-mile long building.
Yes.
And we were saying what a great thing it is just to cut this, just like the concept art, just to think that big was kind of cool. Well, guess what? They started building it. They're already starting to pour the foundation for this. They've literally carved a 75-mile long path in the earth, and they're starting to put that down. How do you build that stuff inexpensively enough?
What do they not have over in Dubai?
I don't know. Like, I hear
the UAE, right?
I've had friends that have been over there, and they say it's just a lovely place, and everyone there is super nice.
I've watched The Housewives of Dubai.
There's a Housewives of fucking Dubai?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
I watched it.
What is Andy Cohen into? What is that guy thinking?
He's into making money.
It's just like TLC has turned into the 90 Day Fiancé channel. That channel over there on Bravo is nothing but Real Housewives.
Yeah.
They found their horse and they're riding it, huh?
Yeah.
That's been going on for what, like 20 years or something?
Yeah, at least 15, I think. Started with the OC.
They have a Real Housewives of Dubai.
Yeah, and it showed life over there, and it looks very glamorous.
It is very glamorous. Everybody over there have tigers in their Porsches. Yeah. They're driving down the
street.
You get
ice for your pool, apparently.
You get ice
blocks
for your
of
pool?
Ice. And yeah, because the heat is such a big deal. So you have, provisions for that.
Oh, my God.
Instead of a heated pool, you have a cooled pool.
That's unbelievable to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what opulence.
But
right?
Only to the people that can afford it.
That's right. So the people who are building the buildings, they're there under auspices that they're going to get a visa, and then they have to work their entire lives, and they never get paid anything, and they live in these tents that just go on forever, and it's like squalor, and 3,000 of them pack in a space that's only got room for 300. I mean, they're really bad conditions. And objectively, anywhere else in the modern world, we would say, stop that shit. That's enough of that, right? But I don't know. They just don't. I don't know. And I can't believe that FIFA.
I guess it makes sense in a way, though, because I know I've passed the construction sites on the interstate and no one's working them for.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. There's like one guy.
You only work 2 days a week and you get like $125,000 of one guy pulling a bucket up with cement. We're on the second story, boss. That's great work.
Great work, guys. We're almost at the second story of this 44-story tower. We started in 2016. Real good job, guys. Tell you what, it's 9:15. Let's go ahead and take the rest of the day off. Paychecks for everybody.
But that's also why I trust going up in an elevator.
True.
44 fucking stories, because I know that the guys who built it are skilled craftsmen.
Yes.
Who get paid a fair wage. Now, I'm not saying the people over in Qatar or Dubai, they're skilled craftsmen also. I've seen some of those buildings. They're absolutely beautiful. Mm. But it's just, it seems like human rights over there is something that gets convenient. Yeah.
Shaky.
My wife tells me I have convenient hearing, right? I think they have convenient human rights over there. But that Qatar, I just don't understand why in the world they would
do it there.
It makes
money.
I know. That's it. FIFA is so fucking corrupt. Let me say it a third time. FIFA is so fucking corrupt from top to bottom. It's an organization that needs to be, quite frankly, imploded and rebuilt. Yeah, for sure. Because everyone loves soccer. I mean, I know so many people that love soccer. I played it as a child. All my friends played it as a child.
It's a huge.
Great sport. It's the biggest sport around the world.
I think so.
It is being run by a absolute narcissistic scam artist, and he needs to be con artist, and he needs to be thrown out, period, in a sentence. That's all I'm going to say. And I learned all that from watching a documentary on TLC, so there you go. I got my strong opinions from TLC.
Nice.
It's turning cold. It's been cold. It's like unseasonably cold here in Atlanta for November.
Yeah, it really is.
I remember 2 years ago, it was Christmas Day and I had short sleeve shirt on, and I was
swimming. Yeah. Like a few years ago.
That's right.
Christmas.
You were in
at the Ritz thing.
Chrissy and Jeff took their weekly trip to the Ritz to get pampered.
I wish. I decided to splurge for a Christmas. It was just the two of us.
Of course.
Yeah, but it was that warm.
It was
that
warm.
Swimming.
So in Atlanta, you usually don't really hit the cold spell, like where it's cold for a long period of time till January. Yeah. And then it really only lasts till March, and then it starts breaking up. So we got like these two really cold months, and I say really cold, it's nothing like it is in the Northeast, but, you know, 40s, 50s during the day, 20s, 30s at night. That's usually where it falls.
Teens, maybe.
That's a really cold night. Yeah. Well, here, last night it was 25 degrees.
I woke up, it was 29.
It's unbelievable. And the sun's up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then during the day, it's like doesn't get much above 48, 49. And this has been going on for 2 or 3 weeks now, which is it's just weird for Atlanta. And I know everybody around the country is experiencing this. One of the things that I cannot stand in this house is that my bathroom I have 25-foot fucking ceilings, which was my brilliant architectural idea when I decided to redo this house, is to put a bathroom with 25-foot fucking ceilings. And guess what? It cannot get warm.
That's hard to heat.
It can never get warm.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Chrissy, but when I get into a shower, I take a shower before I go to bed. I take a shower when I wake up. Which makes no sense whatsoever, but I do it. So when I get in that shower and I'm enveloped in the warmth of the hot,
steam.
Hot water. Yes. And you can't turn it hot enough for me. Like I want it scorching hot, and then the steam everything gets all foggy and you're nice and warm.
It's totally the opposite of our studio.
I know.
Because I'm freezing all the time.
Well, I'm cold during the night. I'm hot during the day.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But you can remember during the summer when these lights were on, we were fucking sweating
That's
in here.
True.
Okay. One of the worst things to me is when I forget something in the shower, like when I forget, I put my toothbrush on the charger. If I forget my toothbrush, I don't remember it till like 5 minutes into the shower, and I have to walk out of the shower and get
tip-toe,
cold.
Quickly,
yeah.
quick.
Do you like shake yourself off like a dog to make sure?
No,
like,
I just quickly run out and grab it and get back and then deal with it after I get out of the shower.
I'm real ginger. I walk like a 70-year-old man. I'm afraid to break my hip. So I shake my balls and stuff off before I go in there so I get out of the excess water, and then I run. But I hate this.
Yeah.
So I get this little space heater for it, for the bathroom. And we have like this water closet, like a place where the toilet is, you can close the door.
Separate.
Right? Yeah, separate. And so at night, I turn the space heater on and I put it half in the door for the toilet, for the water closet, and then half out of the door for the rest of the bathroom. So it gets a little bit warm. So if I have to go pee in the middle of the night or somebody has to go pee, it's comfortable in there.
Right.
It's not perfect, but it's comfortable.
It's a good idea.
That's
right. I like this plan.
So the other day, I've got this space heater. I've had it for like 4 years, right? It's one of these, you know, nice space heaters and it's safe. And you know,
nothing like having a good space heater next to the shower.
Right next to the shower. Well, this is what happens.
Okay.
I go running out.
You tell because it all of a sudden clicked.
I put it a little too close to the shower. And then when I was drying off, I had to go get my toothbrush. It sparked. It literally blew up. It started making this awful smell like ozone. And then it was like, and then I'm like, holy shit, what do I do? And then I just decided to finish my shower. And I kept an eye on it. If it set on fire, I was going to throw it in the shower. I had this whole plan. So here I am. And I'm just literally standing under the water for like 20 minutes.
Nervous.
While this thing is going. And I can see sparks flying out of the top of it. And I'm like, well, if it sets on fire, what I can do is grab the towel, then throw it in under the water. I could save my house from falling apart. Yes. And now I go on Amazon and I'm like, okay, let me get another space heater to replace this one, because obviously this one isn't very safe. And I see this one for like $17 and it looks exactly the same size as the other space heater. And I'm like, oh, cool. This is really cheap. I think I bought the other one for like $40, right? I'm like, wow, this is really cheap. Amazon, good for you.
Yeah.
And same day service, you know, they get it by five. So I get it. Chrissy, it comes in like a 2-inch by 2-inch box. It literally looks like... It's like a miniature space heater.
The ones in the nail salon?
Yes!
Where they tell you to try your nails.
I felt like I was like building a model train set where one of the houses was going to have a space heater. I needed to put it in there. This thing, you have to stand on it for it to get any warmth whatsoever. And it's made with, instead of, like, the other one had ceramic heater in the inside. So, it, as soon as you turn it off, it gets cool, right? And then it had hard plastic on the outside part. So if you touch the plastic, it's not like scorching hot. This one has a metal grate on the front of it. So the other day, I turn it off and I went to go grab it so I could bring it here in the studio. And I literally burned the fuck out of my hands. I was like,
using it?
I'm too lazy to go to Amazon and buy a real one. I'm just like, fuck it. Whatever. I'm $17. I can't. Have you seen the paychecks on the commercial break? They're few and far between.
I know. I'm just funny.
Oh my God, Chrissy. I'm so pissed at Amazon. They tricked me. I guess I could have read the actual dimensions.
Yeah, you have to look at the dimensions. Yeah. I have done other stuff like that before too. And now I'm specifically look at the dimensions. Because also in a picture sometimes, I mean, you can't tell.
Yeah.
I've noticed that if I pay attention to how big the people's hands are sometimes that are holding something.
That's a smart idea.
Then you can kind of gauge just how big it is. It was probably my hands like showing you.
Well, now I went back and I looked at it and it says, you know, good enough to heat a space of 20 square feet. I'm like, 20 square feet? My fucking water closet is 40 square feet. What do you want me to do? It's unbelievable. It's 10 by 4. I don't know. I can't even heat that tiny little space with the door closed.
No.
I was talking with Will the Champ, and Will the Champ, like, he has done some voice work before. And so he's like, hey, I could do some drops or something for the commercial break.
Yeah.
But I don't have a microphone. And I'm like, oh, I can get you a microphone. But he needs a special microphone because he's got an iPad and the whole nine yards. So we're trying to figure out what works best. They're all on back order. You can't get this part, you know, this special plug for whatever. Anyway. So I say, hey, give me your address. So I write down his address. I plug it into Amazon. It takes like weeks for them to get it over to him. And then when they get it over to him, they actually take a picture of where they drop it off.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. And so I can see the picture of where it was dropped off. So I text Will a couple days later and I'm like, hey, Champ, did you get that microphone? He goes, no. And I go, yeah, it's right on your front door. Like, here's a picture of it. He goes, that is most definitely not my fucking house. And I'm like, are you sure it's like 1234, you know, Brooklyn Way? And he's like, no, it's 1234 Brooklyn Avenue. That's not even the same borough.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, how dare they have a street named the exact same thing, Avenue? So then I think about Atlanta.
Peachtree everything.
That's right.
Yep.
So after I bought the little tiny little space heater that can fit in the palm of my hand, I was like, I better go check that microphone. Make sure it's not a miniature microphone.
They could go together in your dollhouse.
That's right. Luckily, it wasn't. Hey, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
Oh, as you do.
As I do like to do. Hey, everyone. It's time for the commercial break inside the commercial break. Did you know you can dial 1-855-TCB-8383? That's 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world. Toll free. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail. It's not spam. We will respond. And we want to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. You want to ask TCB for our advice? It'll be horrible, but it certainly will be funny. Do it at 855-TCB-8383 or tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and shoot off an email directly to our happy bag. You too can hear all of the audio and watch all of the video from tcbpodcast.com and now youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Our full episodes are on YouTube a few days after they air on the podcast feed, and they're filled with visual delights you cannot get here on the audio version. Why? Because you can't see with your ears. A doctor told me that once. And please, if you have 2 minutes free, do us a favor and write us a review, subscribe to our podcast, or rate the show on your favorite podcast player. It helps us get found by new folks who might be as strange as you. Let's hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody. I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lululemon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you identify yourself with, listen up, because Lululemon is not just for yoga pants. The holiday season is here, Halloween is officially over, and we need to start thinking about the gifts we're going to give each other and ourselves. And at Lululemon.com, they have everybody covered. I just got some licensed to train jogger pants, and they are the most comfortable, the most cozy, the softest pants I have ever put on. That's no joke. There's a reason why millions of people across this country and the world have fallen in love with Lululemon. And at Lululemon.com, whether you're male or female or identifying some other way, you are going to find your style. And if you think it's all jogging pants and yoga gear, you are completely wrong, just like I was. I look on the website, they have polo shirts, they have slacks, they have shoes, they have socks, they have swimwear, almost anything you need for your entire wardrobe. Lululemon.com has it. Go to Lululemon.com. Set the joy in motion this holiday season. Get cozy, get comfortable, get Lululemon at Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for being a sponsor of the commercial break. Go on, guys. Get yourself a pair of Lululemon pants. You're going to love it. You know, the whole passing of Nico and the ghost dog and the whole nine yards. You know, it's been a tough couple weeks around here at the Green household, just trying to get adjusted to much quieter and less smelly life. But we do love that dog.
I know.
My kids are asking a lot of questions. That's a tough conversation to have with your kids, you know. And like I was talking to a therapist, and the therapist was like, this is our initial reaction was just tell the kids the dog died. Like, don't try and sugarcoat the situation, because he ain't coming back. He didn't go to a farm, and he's not going over the doggy rainbow. Like, just tell him that the body broke down. And so the therapist said, well, the therapist was like spot on.
Really?
Absolutely. She said to me, I wouldn't.
It's a little harsh for a 2-year-old.
Well, the thing is that there's part of them that is living in kind of this weird, like made up space that's just going on in their heads.
You mean like Christmas? Santa?
Yeah, see, even Santa sometimes bothers me a little bit, because I remember like just being how disappointed I was.
Oh, that's true.
And so I have friends that don't even tell their children about Santa. But then I talked to a person who said that they have a friend who hires a Santa Claus every year to come at midnight with the bag full of gifts, and they wake their children up to spy on
what?
The Santa Claus putting the gifts down under the tree. And I'm like, how fucked up is that?
How rich are these people if they can afford somebody on Christmas?
Oh, they're rich.
Eve.
They live in Dubai. They live in Dubai. They're general
contractors.
Seems
like it would be expensive and hard to find someone willing to tiptoe into your house at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Seems like I just don't want anybody in my house at Christmas Eve. Like,
exactly.
I don't want to be bothered.
You
want to
be in your jammies.
Yeah. I love this age.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Whiskey. After you put the toys together halfway.
That's right. Oh, Astrid and I hate that part.
I know. It's yeah, the worst.
But the good news for us is that with the kids our age, and even with the new one coming, we can be in bed by 9:30 on Christmas Eve because they're waking up at 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So you better be fucking ready.
They're
right?
So excited.
And I got this whole routine where I want coffee and I go to the bathroom. And so my kid, my son, who knows my routine to a T, he's like, "Are you done, pee pee poo poo? Are you done shower? Can I go see Santa?" So I have to forego the call. Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
now everybody's got messed up hair and bad breath on Christmas morning because
awesome.
The kids are up so early. You just have to roll out of bed too.
Got to do what you got to do. So this all goes back to, I just don't want to tell my kids anything but the truth about this because I want them to understand that Nico, in fact, is not coming back.
Yeah.
And there's a reason behind that. Anyway, so with all of that running around my head, I thought, what a better time to take a look at some of the shitbags that take advantage of people who have had people that crossed over to the other side. And one of our favorite shitbags to have fun with is Teresa Caputo.
Teresa.
Now, Teresa Caputo has been on the Ryan and Kelly or
she's been
Mike
everywhere.
And Kelly. She's been everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But those
Anderson.
Anderson, right? Cooper.
That was a good one that we talked about.
I know. What I found was we've already done a Teresa Caputo at the morning show, like whatever they call that, Regis and Kelly or Ryan and Kelly or whatever it is.
Yes.
This is Mike and Kelly. Remember when that guy...
Mike Seahorn?
Strahan? Michael Strahan. Was on with Kelly
for
a while?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is Teresa Caputo with Mike and Kelly. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Spirits.
Welcome to our web exclusive with Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, who is going to read members of our audience. She's been doing it earlier in the show today, and now there's so much.
Oh, she's been practicing, so when she comes on live, she knows who everybody is and what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that hair, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see that ear in the hair.
Something.
It's hiding what I believe to be either an earpiece or something on her head that moves to give her answers to certain questions.
Yep.
So many people, so little time. So
sure.
Are there any spirits coming through right now?
Oh, there's always spirit.
No, but I got some bad gas. No, but lunch from yesterday's moving through. Can I take 5 minutes?
Okay.
I don't know who, did somebody lose their husband over here? Who lost the husband?
Because in a room full of 7,000 people.
Huge studio audience. No one's lost their husband.
No one's lost their husband. Do you mean divorce?
Because this is before, okay. Because when I was standing over here, this is where I got confused when I went with the younger male before with the husband, because I heard husband over there, and I knew I was over here.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
That
was, what in the fuck?
That was the most circular talk. Okay,
I
got confused when I was
over here,
I thought I heard
here,
over here, and then I knew it was over here.
That's right, and I'm over here. So, in other words, has anybody lost a husband, or a mom, or a dad, or a brother, or a sister, somebody you knew? Has anybody heard of death? A dog.
So, unfortunately, you lost your husband.
Yes.
Your husband, Stefan, was your husband ill prior to his passing? Because what happens is...
No, he was perfectly fucking healthy, Teresa. was he ill previous to his passing? Now, I guess some people could just drop dead of a heart attack, get shot, hit by a bus, whatever. But come on. This lady who she's talking to is like 90 years old. And obviously, it doesn't...
Yeah.
This is such horseshit.
So people say, oh, of course he was ill. But you know what? What I've learned is being a medium, people leave the physical world in many different ways.
You don't say. Is it being a medium or being a scientist that you learned that?
And the first thing that your husband said was that he wanted you to know how much he appreciated every unselfish thing you did for him.
What? That is so general.
Oh, my God, Teresa. You are making this poor lady think that something's happening that's not. It's the worst. I think this is really the worst. This is like showing your kids Santa Claus, midnight, the first 5, 6, 7 years of their lives, and then you have to tell them that Santa didn't exist because they're going to go, but Santa did exist. He was in my house. Yeah, we were just lying to you, right? And this is like,
I think it's more to the point of you telling the kids that Nico died and then a few days later saying Nico just spoke to you.
That's right.
he wanted you to know him too.
Hey, kids,
you.
This pudgy lady with bad hair is here to talk to Nico. But you said Nico died. Yeah, there's two kinds of death. There's one in the spirit world where Teresa's hair lives. There's one in the real world.
Wish I told you that more here in the physical world. He said you loved and...
This lady doesn't believe a word that Teresa's saying. She's like...
Cared for me in a way that I was able to leave the physical world with dignity and grace. And you're not a nurse, is that correct?
Correct.
And he says...
Well, that's one way to rule out a very tiny subset.
And notice how she said it. She goes, "You're not a nurse, right?
Right?
Yeah, right.
Are you?
Are you? Because I'm getting a nurse. I'm seeing a purple nipple, and when I see purple nipples, that means you could be a nurse, or maybe you're not."
"You gave me that," and he says, "and I want to thank you for that. The day that he became sick, you dropped everything and cared for him. And you know what he just said to? Oh, I think your husband, he's funny. He goes, because I like them to communicate with the personality. He goes, you know, and I could be a bit stubborn, Teresa." I go, "Oh, really?"
I had that whole conversation while you were listening to me. I'm literally having six conversations in my head.
"Teresa, it's me, the dead husband of this poor lady. You should shut your fat fucking mouth."
"Oh, you're fine. Your husband, he's funny. You know what he said? Shut my fat fucking mouth."
"Teresa, you're a bimbo."
"Now, what was with the oatmeal? Or did you used to make him eat a certain food or something?"
"Nope."
"No."
She's like, "No." "What's with the oatmeal?"
"No, for the last 3 years he had his jaw wired shut."
"What's with the oatmeal?"
"What was with the oatmeal?" "Old people eat oatmeal." That's what happens.
She's saying no.
That's
the woman's
right.
Like, "Nope."
"You go from Cocoa Puffs and cream to oatmeal and water."
"Okay, this is my meaning. See, my meaning in signs and symbols, it doesn't mean that they're incorrect.
Science
it means
symbols.
That it might just..."
"Oh, it doesn't mean that they're... It doesn't mean that I'm incorrect."
"No."
Unbelievable.
"Signs
I can't believe
symbols.
Anybody believes this lady.
I have a different meaning for you. So what happened is I saw chocolate all around his face. That's my..."
"And you..."
"Since when
oatmeal?
Is oatmeal having chocolate all over your face? Who eats oatmeal with chocolate all over their face?" "Oh, no, that's when he eats my ass, honey." "Well, he was a big ass eater." "We like butt play."
"Oh, my God."
"Then before, somebody was either diabetic or they were not allowed to eat certain
that
foods
is,
here in
wait,
the physical world."
"Wait, hold on, stop us
wait,
again. Wait.
What?"
So she's seen a spirit with chocolate
all over
his
face.
Mouth. That's
yeah.
what they do?
Yeah.
That's how they come to
That's how they come to you. With chocolate all over their face, like a 3-year-old.
"Teresa, I'm unable to reach the napkin. Can you wipe my shit off my face? I died eating her ass, and now I can't wipe it off. It's driving me crazy."
Wait, then she's saying that when she does see a spirit with the chocolate around it, it could be that the person's
could
diabetic.
Be diabetic. That's
oh, now
right,
she's throwing that in there.
Nothing says diabetic like a bunch of like a candy eating man. What? Doesn't make any sense. This just doesn't make any sense. She is trying to so hard to go around her ass to get to her elbow. I mean, it's just like it's totally out of control.
"So whatever it was that he was not allowed to have, because he just now showed me himself full face, rosy cheeks. That's my semaphore where someone's physical appearance has changed."
"What?
So whatever
full
it
face,
was
rosy
that he
cheeks.
Was.
He and, now just showed me.
Yeah.
He went from he chocolate not, mouth to
He went from
rosy,
chocolate mouth to rosy
Santa.
Cheeks. He's Santa Claus.
Eating cookies.
Now he's showing me his 7-inch cock with his balls hanging around his knees. That's my symbol for... That's my symbol for he has asthma when he shows me his balls. This is so fucked up, Teresa.
Not able to.
I dare you. I dare you. Come on this show. I will keep an open mind. You will sit right here in front of me.
Yeah, we're open to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're open
it's
to it.
Just.
Yeah. There is a
it's
word.
It's like a carnival.
That's right.
Thing.
Didn't
know.
We say a word to each other one time and we said if she could get it right, then we'll yeah. have to go back and listen to yeah. that. Yeah, but I promise you, I will keep an open mind. And if you can, in fact, tell me something about someone in my past that's no longer around that absolutely rings true to me, I will eat shit. I will literally go back and erase every Teresa Caputo episode, and I will hear on this show make a mea culpa every time I open the microphone. Hey, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And we're sorry
we
to
were
Teresa
Caputo.
We were wrong about Teresa Caputo. Go to ttvpodcast.com
well,
to collect
your
earnings.
It's just the old trick and of the carnival trick of
reading the room.
Reading the room and being very general.
Yes.
And then narrowing it down
on
here, getting somebody's facial expressions if they're nodding.
That's right.
Then you keep going in that direction. It's a whole thing. It's a whole science.
It's just directional conversation, right? Good conversationalists do this also.
Yes.
Therapists do this. A lot of people do this like naturally, instinctively. And Teresa's making a living telling you that your dead relatives are talking to her and she can see them and talk to them at the same time she's seeing you and talking to you.
Yeah, right then.
It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. None.
Prior to his departure, he left with the physical body and he's able to do on the other side. Now, I want to talk about who's wearing the picture of someone.
What? She just totally left that woman.
I know,
that
she
woman.
Left that woman because that woman didn't buy it. She didn't believe it. So she's on to the next thing.
Now someone's got a necklace on.
Yeah, someone's got a necklace. She didn't say one thing about that guy that lady believed except for he was dead. That's it.
That's exactly it.
That's all she got. I could put a room full of 500 people together and find someone who has a dead relative. It's not that hard.
I feel like someone has like a bunch of like charms or like a bunch of articles wearing around your neck.
They're like,
does anybody have a necklace on?
That's it.
Oh my God. So stupid.
But are they people that have departed?
No.
They have to be people that are departed. Is your mom passed? Okay.
No. Nope.
So just know that you're.
Nope. Wrong again, Teresa.
She just pointed to this one in the audience and goes, is your mom dead? And the woman and goes, no. Nope.
And the lady was like 300 years old.
Guess who?
Mom is not, because I said, well, then it has to be someone that passed. She says, well, that's not fair. She said, all you asked was for a good validation that my daughter would know that it was me. So I said, well, usually people wear things. She goes, well, that's not fair. So now your mother's arguing.
I'm failing miserably. It's live TV. So wait. Here's how it goes. I'm just gonna recap the 15 seconds that I know that Christy and I interrupt a lot. She asked for someone in the crowd that was wearing something around their neck that was in remembrance of a dead person.
Nobody said anything.
But then some lady
said. And
then
that's when she pointed to the one woman
and said,
is your mom dead?
I have a dead mother. Yes. And she said, your mom's dead? But she had to have a necklace of her mom on. So she made up some story.
Yeah.
Let's listen again. Hold on 1 second. Just so you make sure you get this.
On the past, she says, well, that's not fair. She said, all you asked.
Hold on 1 second. Let's go back. Okay, there we go.
Of like charms or like a bunch of articles wearing around your neck.
Me.
But are they people that have departed?
No.
They have to be people that are departed. Is your mom passed? Okay, so just know that your mom is not, because I said, well, then it has to be someone that passed. She says, well, that's not fair. She said, all you asked was for a good validation that my daughter would know that it was me. So I said, well, usually people wear things.
She goes, about.
And Chrissy, she's talking about nothing, and that's the point. She is trying to talk
her
way.
Hook.
Yeah, she just gets a hook. She's trying to figure something so that she can hooks people's attention and get them to start believing her.
Well, that's not fair. So now your mother's arguing with me and telling me that my signs and symbols aren't fair.
I gotta sell out the Poughkeepsie Theater next week. If I don't fail.
But your mother making her presence known. She wants to make sure that you know that she's still with you. She wants to.
Listen, by the way, there is absolutely not that I've seen any live video of Teresa doing her live events. And according to a lot of people, when you go to these like 2 hour long live events, there is a lot of this going on where nobody is like, everyone's like, that's not me. That's not me. But
like,
she will pick out certain people and it's clear she knows information about them ahead of time. But we already talked about this. How is that accomplished? You buy the ticket. They get your address.
It's a whole thing. They can look you up on social media, see if something just happened, whatever.
They send producers into the crowd to have conversations with people.
They have plants of people in the line, like moles of people in the line.
And they listen to what's being said.
Yep.
Yeah.
About her engagement ring. Do you have the ring? Did you change the ring or give it to someone else?
We changed the ring.
Perfect.
Well,
know that is your mother's
way. Did you change it or did you give it away?
Yeah. Do you have it? Did you change it? Did you give it away? Or none of the above? None of the above. I knew it. I knew it. I saw a picture of your mom bending over a bathtub naked, and that was my sign that she could have given away her ring.
acknowledging that she supports the choice and decision of the changing of the ring. Now, whose brother died or brother-in-law?
Oh, she's moving on.
Did he fall?
Oh, my God, there were 12 people who raised their hands.
Well, with the brother dead.
Yeah, with the brother dead.
How did he, who, from the tragedy, I feel like I fell and then I died. See, you have to understand, I like...
Everybody put their hand down.
Well, that woman kind of...
Okay, because what happens is, even if
she's
I say
it could be true.
It could be true. Could be true. He was in a plane accident. That's kind of like falling.
Oh, my God.
He jumped off the top of a bridge.
Yeah.
And I never look in your direction, but something is said that you can connect with and place in your life or connect with your loved ones. Please accept as a message from them. It happens all the time. Spirit has me say something. I just don't like to stay focused on it. I pass on it. And every time someone will say, oh, my God, I knew exactly what you were talking about. I got it. I remembered. So what they might be-
Every time someone says it, literally every time. I get messages all the time. When you were there and you were asking questions and no one was answering, I secretly believed it. And I just want you to know that every time I knew you were talking about me.
Piggyback, who passed from the blood disease?
Oh, here comes the piggyback. Everyone's boning each other from behind in the spirit world. There's a lot of ass sex going on in the spirit world. They're all piggybacking each other. I literally have spirits running train behind me. So noisy, it's hard to keep up.
Oh, is it either from head to toe?
What did she say?
She said, does anybody die or that had a blood disease? And the woman goes, not blood, but there's another type of disease that runs in my family. And she said, is it head to toe?
Head to toe? No.
Is it somewhere between their head and their toes?
Yeah, is it somewhere between their head and their toes? How did you know? She died of a heart attack.
Heart disease.
I knew it. I knew it was between the head and the toes. Spirit told me. I saw someone with chocolate cake all over their face. That's a sign for a disease between the head and the toes.
Is it either from head to toe? Where does the liver come in? Or something about a blockage? Okay, so just know he's stepping forward.
Head to toe, liver, or blockage. Oh, bad. This is bad carnival reading is what this is.
But who's being tested for other things? Yes, or for anything. I feel like that now. Perfect, because I keep feeling like there's something about testing, and he's talking about testing, and he says,
yes,
everything
because if
is
the disease
going-
runs in your family, you're going to get tested for it. You just got a colonoscopy.
I just got a colonoscopy because colon cancer runs in my family.
Yes, of
okay,
course
there
you got
go.
Tested. Yeah. That's what this woman said. She goes, yeah, everybody in my family got tested.
Oh, this is just like such a ripoff. Like, I just wish
to be fine.
I just wish we could just dress this lady down. She's causing a lot of damage. I feel like she's giving people a lot of false hope. It's
on the one hand, I see where people would want, like, oh, okay.
Sure.
That reassurance, and maybe that makes them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
However, this is not true.
No, it's not.
She's not
true.
Seen spirit.
She's not
chocolate
being
cake
honest.
Mouth.
That's right. A chocolate cake mouth with the ass eating husband who passed away. And listen, it's not that I might not think that this some version of this exists. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if this version exists, if people can come across.
She's not dancing over to Teresa
Caputo. Yeah, she's not going over to Teresa Caputo. That lady's got a satellite dish on her head. If I was a spirit, I'd stay the fuck away from her. She's too loud. She talks too much.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know how to interpret it, so you're going to have to interpret on how it fits. I feel like, yes, things are genetic, but I feel like with this, it was almost like a freaky thing that happened.
Oh, so now you're giving medical advice. Don't worry about getting tested because it was a freaky thing that happened.
That he contracted. Does that make sense? Or do you understand that? Who passed from the chest?
No.
I'm gonna live in my breathing. Who passed from the chest? I just got a blow to the chest.
Who passed from the chest?
She moved on from that
I know,
real
she
quick
just
too.
Moved on. Who passed from the chest? Anybody with a heart attack. Anybody.
The number one killer in the nation.
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
right.
The heart disease. So,
or cancer, lung cancer in the chest.
Yeah.
Or a gunshot to the chest.
Oh my God. And I couldn't breathe for like a second. That's my, because they're trying to make their presence known.
There's a lady right back there.
Somebody
that's
over there.
Her hand.
Where does the blow to the chest come in?
You had a heart attack.
I told you. One person
in this audience said someone they knew had a heart attack. The odds are very much in her favor. That will be the
case. You could probably put 10 people in a room that were over the age of 40.
My mom had a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, my grandfather had a heart attack. Yeah.
Right in front of you? Yeah. Who died right in front of someone?
Who died right in front of somebody? She's not even trying now. She's just throwing out random questions.
Yeah, she's moved on from
Who bought a pair of shoes? I'm getting someone that had a pair of shoes. Did you go to Target? No, not you. The other one. Did you go to Target? Who went to Target?
Who used Amazon?
Yeah.
Who's used Amazon?
Who's been eating breakfast? Who? I said, who's been eating breakfast? She gets angry. She's like...
I've seen spirit with eggs all over their face.
I see someone walking with a little Target dog. You know, the one with the red circle around his eye? That's my sign for someone's been to Target. Who is it? Oh, stupid. This audience is thoroughly unconvinced.
Yeah,
they're all like, nope,
faces.
Not me. Yeah, this is not a friendly audience for her. And they're being honest, and she's not. And they're calling her bullshit.
Right over here.
Okay. And who's this?
There you go.
Died right in front of you. Have to, this does not mean that this is not for you. I'm just piggybacking. Mm-hmm.
I bet you are, Teresa. You're piggybacking one turd to another.
I think her saying this is going nowhere is then where she quote unquote piggybacks.
Yes,
to
that's
a
what
whole
happened.
Other person.
That's right.
And a whole other situation.
That's right. She takes another dump on the floor and she piggybacks on that. She's just having a train of dumps across the floor.
Go with the stronger energy that's going to communicate. So your dad died right in front of you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
He wants you to know that he needs you to release any negative emotion. Only if should have, could have, would have, that my dad would still be here. Because he showed me my symbol for even if someone knew CPR, it's almost like, oh, my God, I save everyone's life. I could do CPR. But I couldn't save my own dad. It wasn't your responsibility to
you
save him.
You let him to die.
Did you tell him?
But he wants you to release you.
He actually died in a hospital with a lot of nurses and doctors around him. He still says you should have given him CPR. Who has cream in their coffee? Who? Who? Oh. I'm getting the taste of sour milk in my mouth. That's the spirit sign that they're having coffee with cream.
Your father, that he didn't look good the day before, or were you like, Dad, are you okay?
Yeah.
He says, I need you to release this burden that you carry. He says, I take responsibility. But your dad, he's a great guy. I was he a sports fanatic?
He likes sports, but
he's more
a man.
A great guy. How do you know him? He's talking in your ear with a million other people in your ear.
Well, also, did he like sports?
Go figure. A man born in the United States likes sports. We idolize sports players.
Interested in Michael right now. He goes, Teresa, this is so cool. I go, I know. Isn't this amazing?
We high five.
She said that to him.
She said, yeah, he said. Michael Strahan.
This is so cool.
Yeah,
and
so
she
cool.
said, yeah, this is so cool. Spirit. She said that while she was talking
while
to
while she
audience.
Was talking to everybody else. Yeah, it just comes to her naturally, Chrissy. After a while, you get used to seven. It's like having dinner at a Venezuelan household. Just get used to multiple conversations going on at the same time.
I'm talking about.
Isn't it amazing?
Does he have anything to say to me?
I know, apparently not. Apparently, he doesn't know this model stuff here because he's just interested. He's like, this is so exciting. I'm like, I know.
About Kelly because she's just beautiful.
Exactly. But I just said to him, but see, I always like spirit to give a message of personality, of who they were, again, to really validate that it is them, because I get what I do is hard to understand or embrace. So, and anyone can say, I want you to release that. So what he's acknowledging is that doesn't want you to carry that burden or guilt. And he says, he goes, isn't this cool? I go, yeah. He goes, I get to see a sports, someone famous. And I'm like, what about talking to your daughter? Is it your birthday or a special celebration?
What about talking to your daughter?
What about talking to your daughter?
Nah.
Nah, with
just
her all
tell
the
her
time.
I forgive her.
Yeah, I'm piggybacking her all the time. It's legal here in the spirit world. Piggyback your daughter.
Hang up or just passed?
My mother-in-law's birthday just passed.
Is that you? Yeah. Oh, and you're hello! She's wearing the New York Giants shirt! I love it! So no,
it's all connected. We're in New York. Here's Michael Strahan. He's wearing a Giants shirt. He played for the Giants. This guy said he likes sports. It's all validated. I'm validated. I'm the best that ever lived.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Teresa, do you have time for, we have time for one more.
Sure.
Spirit just wished the man a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Spirit. I don't know who that guy is. Who's that? That's a woman, sir. Oh, okay, whatever. What about Michael Strahan? Can we have dinner? I'll piggyback on him.
Who lost the daughter?
Oh, my God.
Who passed from the brain aneurysm?
Wait,
brain
who lost the daughter? Nobody. Who passed from a brain
aneurysm? Nobody. So stupid.
I'm right here. Who's that?
My father?
No, it's a female. Female?
Nope, not you.
Nope, not you. Nope, you're not good enough. You're not worthy. Nope, no piggybacking over here.
Then I have to be right up here. Who?
Want me to run up?
Should she have Alzheimer's or a dementia?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so no, this is her way of acknowledging.
My grandmother
that
did
young.
Have dementia. Oh, my God.
Whose grandmother had dementia?
Oh, my God.
Whose grandmother had osteoporosis?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Whose grandma had wrinkles in their eyes?
She was sick. So she wants you to know that she knew that you were there. And every time that you sat there and held her hand.
I did.
And you treated her as if she wasn't sick. Is that correct?
Yes.
She wants to thank you for that. She says, I want to thank you for not making me feel sick. Now, you still have an article of her clothing or something that she knitted or crocheted?
I have all of her handkerchiefs.
Perfect.
Something that was crocheted.
Yeah, something that was crocheted.
Yeah, yes.
I have a feeling this is a plant, and I'll tell you why. It's because the girl's already crying before she gets the microphone, and so I have a sense that when the producers get out there and they're doing their magic undercover work, that they find the people who they think would be susceptible to this kind of conversation.
Yeah,
and this
her grandmother probably just died.
Well, notice that Kelly went over, and she said, the producers are asking me if we can do one more over here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they're going to end on a high note.
She wants to thank you for keeping those things that have no monetary value, but meant the world
and
to
also,
her.
Let me bring this up too. I love how all of these spirits are happy.
Yeah,
they're all happy.
Oh, they're all happy.
No angry spirits.
Yeah, no,
around
why would you
here.
Be angry? You just died. You're free from paying taxes.
Certainly to you. Where does the H name come in? Helen, Hank, Harry, someone's last name or a state? They don't have to be passed. They could be here in the physical
world.
Or
a state.
Who just died?
Hawaii is the only state.
Like someone just died like 2 weeks ago, two months ago.
This woman now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm
2 weeks ago, two months ago, 2 years ago, decades, 200 years, the last 200 years. Anybody know anybody who's died in the last 200 years? So I'm getting a bicentennial flag. That spirit sign that they died in 1900s.
Who's that?
My mother.
I feel like unexpected, but like you were prepared, but you weren't prepared. Is that correct?
You were prepared, but you weren't prepared.
So please, this is your mom's way of acknowledging your emotions.
I can't take any more of this.
It's so fucking stupid.
I cannot.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's almost like you were prepared, but you weren't prepared.
You were prepared, but you weren't prepared. Do you know her or did you not know her?
You knew her and you didn't know her.
And you didn't know her. I'm looking for someone you knew or didn't know that died recently because of something from head to toe. Up and down. Sideways, sideways. Left to right. Vertical or horizontal?
Something in the body.
Something in the body? Something outside the body. Something on the ground, in the air, over water. In fire? Did your grandma drive? Did she ever drive? Had she ever driven in a car? Had she ever seen a car? Did she know what a car was? Okay, that's what it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm seeing a taxi symbol. That's my sign for she drove.
I mean, I haven't laughed that hard in a while. That is just too funny. It is so...
She's always good for a laugh because she's so fucking full of shit. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love making fun of Teresa Caputo.
And if it brings these people comfort in some way, then okay. But it's not real.
I just think she's doing a huge disservice. That's my personal opinion.
I wonder, too,
opinion.
If she ever has crazy people that she has singled out and has gone on, you know, to talk about their loved one, and then they won't stop contacting her.
Yeah, they get upset.
To try to keep contacting the spirit.
Yeah. I can imagine. She's got...
I mean, once she's talked to your dead dad who just died, like, don't you want to talk to him again?
Yes, you do.
And you need her.
Yeah. I can imagine she's got like a whole, there's a, probably a whole layer of security around her to make sure that people don't get to her. Because, yeah, you're right. Like, if you, if you're,
I don't want that to be
Astrid
the last
died
interact-
tomorrow, yeah, then I, and someone said I can get a hold of her, her, it's like the movie Ghost. Like, okay, let's go do some clay molding and,
and
make love with Whoopi Goldberg. My God. All right, well, listen. If you want to get a hold of Chrissy and I, there's two really easy ways to do that. It's not through Teresa Caputo. It's through 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. You can text us or call and leave us a voicemail toll-free from anywhere in the world. Please, content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, ask TCB. You need our advice. You want to tell us a story or you just want to chit-chat for a minute. We're always here for you. You can also go to tcbpodcast.com, hit that contact us button, and leave us an email. We will respond. No spam, kids. No spam. We promise. We'll never sell your information because we don't know anybody who would buy it anyway. So there you go. Once it touches the commercial break, it's toxic.
It's tainted.
Yeah. At the commercial break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, fully edited episodes. Every single day of the week, we have a bunch of them coming out. Morgan does such a great job. Thanks to Christina, our executive audio producer. Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And
best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I must say, we always say and we do say.
Bye.